So I'm going to mute myself while I get the turn the live on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, good morning, everyone. We're so glad that you're here. If you're just joining us here on Zoom or on Facebook, if you want to say hello and where you're joining us from this morning, I'd also love for you to drop something in the comments of what's at least one thing you're grateful for, right? I know it's not something that's new, but it's so powerful, one of those core essential habits, right? When we talk about essentials here, essential oils, essential habits, essentialism, right? Being more intentional is just like being conscious of taking in a few deep breaths wherever you're at in the world, dropping into and determining and just being conscious of to focus on what's something that you're feeling grateful for, right? Dawn is saying our pool in 102 degree weather. Amen to that, sister. Karen's saying, I'm grateful for my new kitten. Aw, I want to see a photo. Cute little kittens. Amy says exercise. Amen to that too. Although again, ideally yesterday in Utah, we had an overcast morning. It was nice. I got out on a run and it was like, oh, I'm grateful because otherwise it's got to happen real early or in the evening or at home in an air-conditioned basement. At this point, I am grateful for air conditioning. That is definitely on the list. I'm also grateful for self-tanner. Can we talk about that for just a moment? I don't know if you guys know this, but I am a natural redhead. And therefore, part of being a natural redhead, are there any other gingers on this stream? Team Ginger in the house, right? And if you're a ginger, a real one, you know that you most likely, now a handful of gingers got like the unicorn skin and they still get tan. Do y'all know that not even one time in my life, not one time, and I'm older than 30, not even one time in my whole life has anyone ever said to me, gosh, you look tan. Even when I get back from Hawaii after like a 10-day stint in Hawaii or Mexico or the pool or Lake Powell, no one has ever once in my whole life said, gosh, Tiff, you look tan. So I'm grateful for self-tanner that helps take the glow off because don't, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, you're so porcelain skin and which is kind and don't, and I love being a redhead. Don't get me wrong. However, I literally glow in the dark without any self-tanner. So I am so grateful for that. And then in a sincere level, it's like, gosh, I'm so grateful that I had a bed to sleep in last night and that there's food and clean water. And, you know, some of these things that we just have as comforts on the regular, I truly, all teasing aside, there's so much I'm grateful for. I'm loving reading your gratitudes. Cindy says, hello, I'm grateful for cloud cover and my oils. Yes, Shelley's grateful for a new car. Awesome, love. What did you get? Becky's also filling me on the air conditioning, right? Elizabeth's saying that I'm starting to feel good. Yes, for sure. When that helped earlier this summer, I just got hit with a terrible cold. So grateful for oils. So grateful for, oh man, that frankincense and oregano and On Guard, right? I feel you when we sometimes have our health off for a bit. It's so grateful to have it back. Dr. Dale is saying Stephanie's a natural ginger. Awesome. I'm not the only one in the house here today. I'm grateful for that. Lee, hi, sweetheart. It's grateful it's not smoky this morning. Yes. What are you feeling grateful for? Kat from Facebook is saying, grateful for the universe for showing me what I need to do today. I love that, right? Thankful, Nicole says, for a good night's rest. Grateful, Paula says from Facebook to have both my daughters with you on a 3-day trip. Love it. Love it, love it. Soak that up. Good stuff, friends. Yes. Maggie from Facebook says, I'm grateful for my olive skin. Yes. And that you're able to tan, sister. Hey, you enjoy that. You soak it up, right? Tanya says, I'm grateful I speak English and be part of this meeting. Yes. We're grateful that you're here. Julie says, I'm grateful to receive a love note from you. Yes. I am sending out texts on the daily. If you want a love note from me every morning, it's just a little sweetness in your text thread. If you want to opt into that, you simply text the word INSPIRE in all caps, INSPIRE, to area code 801-797-3711. I'm pretty sure that's the number. Yes. Oh gosh, aren't we grateful to be together? Like I'm just feeling that, you know, and just thinking, oh, how much we've been through together in the last year, year and a half. Grateful, grateful, grateful that we're together. I love Jared saying, I'm grateful for gratitude. I had this thought on Sunday. I got up early and went on an early morning hike here in Utah and went with two of just very close friends. And we just had such a beautiful, rich connection. And just spending time in nature is one of the ways that I get centered and get present and connect to my spiritual higher power. There's other ways, of course, too, reading and prayer and worship and things like that. But as we got out on this hike, y'all, early morning, we saw this mama moose and a baby moose, right? Mm-hmm. It's common to see moose in the wilderness in Utah, not common to see the mama and the baby together. And it was so sweet. And then later on the trail, we saw another moose, right? Later on down the path. But it was just this beautiful experience. And as I just was breathing in gratitude, right? As Jared, you were saying, grateful for gratitude. I had this thought that gratitude connects me to God, right? Because it's a higher vibration energy. It's an intentional, we put our focus on the good. And it's like, gosh, when I feel grateful, I feel close to God. And then on the flip side, when I feel close to God, I feel grateful. That gratitude leads me to God and God leads me to gratitude. Yeah. And what Shelley just said, gratitude creates a bigger heart. And so it's one of those ongoing habits, like when we're wanting to attract something new, we're saying, gosh, I want to manifest. I want something extra to expand in my life. I want to rank advance. Or if we're in a funk or our hearts are heavy or there's frustrations that we're feeling, wherever we're at emotionally, gratitude is one of those, I call it one of the super G's, right? It can just really put us in a better space and it can magnify where we're at and it can put us back into the zone, right? The feel good zone, which so much of all that we want to attract and to create comes from in the feel good zone. So I just invite us to be in a gratitude habit regularly, right? It's the great multiplier is what we focus on expands. So that's something that I just has been on my little heart this morning and showing up here intentionally. I was so excited this morning as I just thought, gosh, and I thought that thought. I've been teaching that lately in some conversations and coaching is being really intentional about how do you want to show up? You know, and just being thoughtful and intentional about that. And gratitude, again, is one of the ways that helps me get in the good flow, but being conscious about that. So good morning, everyone, wherever you're joining us from today. Andy, grateful you're here. Grateful that, oh my gosh, all that you guys have been navigating. I didn't know that Andy knew how to fix a chimney. I don't know if we want to put that out there because then you might get inundated with requests, but like, y'all.
Not a new career path.
It's not a new career path, but here's the thing, like, what can't you do, Andy Goddard? I mean, really?
Well, gosh,
you know,
I am not your organizer. If you want to get your kitchen, your pantry all organized, not your guy. I'll just say that right now.
Not your guy for that. Okay, no, good.
Not your guy.
Clarity. Everything else, though, guys, we can do. So what's on your heart today? What's been up for you, or family and or your business? Like what's kind of coming, what's been up for you lately?
Well, I love your share on gratitude. I saw a post yesterday by a really good friend, one of our top leaders. She's a diamond. And she had been triggered by some of the vaccination stuff, especially that was being shared in her church community, and she was really, really triggered, like at a deep core level, and it really sent her into a funk. Like she went through this dark spiral for a couple days, but then she said yesterday, she said, I got up early, had my rendezvous with God, and he set me straight, and he basically grounded me back to gratitude and said, if that's where you want to focus is on that dark path, then that's where you're going to go. You're going to head down a really dark path. So when you're ready to come back to me, go to gratitude. And that's what she chose. And she said, it's changed everything. So I just want to add a huge amen to what you shared, that wherever that attention Wherever we choose to move our attention is going to be the direction of our life. So I think COVID has been a really powerful reminder to just be really intentional about where that focus goes. Mm-hmm. One of our good friends, Kari, she made a post the other day that was like, so it's like me, colon. Yeah, I'm ready for, to go to sleep peacefully. And then it was like, also me, or like internet. Would you like to get triggered by the day's activities first? And it's like me, of course.
Yeah, so true. I loved that. I laughed at that too. Can we all realize, it's like, I'm ready to go to bed now. Hey, internet, would you like to read something that stirs you up before you try to do that? So you're like, I think that's a really good conversation if we can riff on that for just a moment. I'd love for y'all to weigh in the chat box and in comments. And if anyone wants to go deeper on it, please by all means raise your hand. Is what helps center you? You know, what helps ground you? Because the triggers are out and about in bright, huge levels, right? We're experiencing so many interesting dynamics as a humanity, and it's not even how you feel about some of these certain issues. Is how I think my bigger thing that is like activating me is how much division and how we're literally laying the grounds of segregation. And we're seeing those experiences where we're creating mindsets that one class of people is to blame and the other class of people, you know, we're the right ones, you're the devil. And, you know, there's this, some of these things, and I'm like, but I don't want to give that energy. So again, I guess the question is, what centers you and what guides you and what brings you home? I've been hiking a lot lately, and I love to hike regardless. And, you know, to be clear, I'm not like getting out on 8-hour hikes, but, you know, an hour to 3-hour type experiences. And I'm doing more of that because my technology doesn't work in the mountains, right? Which is good. But it's one way, as I was mentioning, feeling close to God, but it also is so grounding. But what grounds you and what helps you, as well as are there certain oils that bring you back home? And again, triggers can happen in all ways, right? Like you scroll social media, you get into comparisons, or you feel left out from something, or there's a dynamic with your family or one of your children. There's some fears or worries you have about them. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways that we can obviously as humans get triggered. But what helps you come back home? What helps you get centered? Because one of the things I think we really need to be conscious of is having, we often talk about self-care here, right? Self-care comes up. But I want you to be conscious of a very specific phrase, and that is self-soothing. Is what's in your self-soothing toolbox? And I remember about 2-3 years ago, there was a conference here in Utah that I attended. I just dropped in on for maybe 2 hours or so. And a gentleman named Tom Bilyeu was speaking. Tom Bilyeu, do any of you know him? He has a really popular podcast called Impact Theory. All kinds of guests from Tony Robbins and, you know, Mel Robbins as well. And just like all, you know, all kinds of great humans. He also he's a billionaire. He created a brand called Quest Nutrition. And he was sharing from stage as a billionaire with a B, right? And he was talking about, and again, you'd think about what are all the things he could say when he said, here's the number one thing that I've learned for myself, as well as seeing people who can sustain their success, not just be on the scene for a minute, a month, you know, a quarter, a season, but sustainable success I've seen in others, as well as that I've had to see and develop for myself, has been in my capacity to self-soothe. And it was so insightful, right? So ask yourself, what's in my self-soothing toolbox? So that's another way of me saying, what centers you, what grounds you, but that you can soothe yourself, right? Through your mantras, your self-talk, your oils, some of you are saying prayer and meditation. And you are, Karen, saying riding up your motorcycle, right? In nature time. Some of you are saying singing and definitely adaptive. Yes, Don, I'm with you. The bird preserve, says Shelley, right? Is talking to God or connecting. But when that was really wise coaching from his perspective, you know, and again, there's all kinds of things he could have talked about with growing a successful business and how do you create success and so forth, but is your ability to self-soothe, right? I love for you to have great friends in your life and loves and support systems. And we are a support system for you too, this community. What matters is you're developing those skills though as well, that you're saying, gosh, I can show up for myself. I'm going to do mirror work, or I'm going to, you know, do a meditation or go for a run or exercise or prayer. You know, those things that help support you is having the things that will help you self-soothe. That's a really valuable question / insight, right? Is, ooh, because to your point, Andy, this friend and leader in your team that you're coaching and spending time with, is you are going to have triggers. You're going to have frustrations, or you're going to have upsets at times. That is part of the human skin suit, right? Journey. And so, yeah, it's being able to self-soothe is so very valuable. Anything else you want to add to that, or what helps you get centered or helps support you?
Well, I'm a huge fan of meditation. It's so incredible how accessible, how much is accessible if we just get still enough to connect to it. I mean, the universe just has this abundance of peace and joy and I don't know. It's meditation and prayer is definitely my go-to. The oils to help me get there. Balance has always been a classic, but adaptive is definitely top in the list for me lately. So yeah, it's crazy how and then just mantras, you know, like I'm perfectly supported. My journey is it's my path is not like it's not by accident. It's divinely orchestrated, and so are the people on it. Our son, Sam, came home from doing summer sales a couple months early, and he had a car accident on the way home, totaled his car, and just so grateful that he's okay. Like just a couple scratches and he's totally fine. And it took me and Natalie just a hot second to realize this is God's path, you know, like, we weren't expecting it. And then, yeah, dealing with the whole accident, but God is good. Like he just keeps revealing that path, not only our path, but others' paths. And it's just, it's all good. So grateful. Yeah, for the oils, like they totally saved our bacon that day and since. So yeah, just lots of good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, nothing like kids to like push and stretch you, right?
The best.
Oh, what Andy's leaving out is his son that he wrecked his car, drove home without a windshield the last like what, 2 hours? No windshield.
8 hours, yeah.
Yeah, 8 hours. Didn't call and tell Andy and Natalie and just decide to come on home.
Yep.
With no windshield in the car, but there's that. Gosh. Oh, they keep you young or they age you. I'm not sure.
Or something.
Right? But aren't we grateful? And this is just a good chat to think about. What self-soothes me? What helps center me? What gets us back in the flow and practicing that? Because I look at often my energy, like when you're driving down the highway and you have different lanes. And I want to be in the love lane, guys. I want to be in the light and the love and the goodness, right? This is like, I want to be in the trust. For me, trust is one of the ways that I self-soothe, is I come back to trust. Because to me, the opposite of anxiety, often we might think, what's the opposite of anxiety, right? We're feeling anxiousness, anxiety of discontent of some kind. We often think is peace. To me, peace is a fruit of trust. right? If I lean into trust, which is God has my back, or some of you might say the universe, God or the universe has your back. Life is working in my favor. All things are working together for my good, is leaning into the trust, right? Some of those are, you can use as self-soothing mantras too, but I choose trust. I don't always feel trusting. I think that's a really important thing to distinguish. It's like we can choose faith or choose trust or choose happiness or gratitude, even if we're not feeling it. But again, driving down that highway, that energetic highway is, ooh, that's right. I'm out of my lane. I'm out of my lane. What was I thinking? Because what you're feeling, you're thinking. You're as Joel Osteen, he says it that way. You're feeling what you're thinking, is being conscious of the thoughts you're thinking. And sometimes it's like, oh, wait, I choose to believe and think about, right? That, you know what? I don't have all the answers today, or I don't know how this is going to work out, or my son is driving me crazy, or this is happening, or this. I choose to trust. I choose to come back to that. I choose to stay in that space, you know, and it's just, again, having tools that put us in the lane versus, oh, I've drifted into the lane of fear or the lane of bothersome, or I'm focusing on how bad someone bugs me or is, you know, triggering me, whatever it might be. It's like, I'm back in the lane of love, the lane of trust, believing, you know, these types of things. And it's, we have tools. And we talk about those tools often here.
So good. Can I share one more tool that...
Yes, get in it.
So most of you know that Natalie and I have this little book called The Essential Emotions. and that's a great tool for grounding and just filtering through the emotions and helping get to peace. We've actually just decided in the last couple of days to do an emotions training right before convention. And so we would love to have y'all join us. it didn't completely. Let me know if that link doesn't work. I just put in the chat. So there's the link, but that'll be the day before convention. So that's Wednesday. It'll be from 3 to 9. So it's going to be fantastic. Natalie and I will be speaking, Robin Jones, hoping to have some other powerhouses, but that's going to be at the Marriott. So should be lots of fun.
I love that. Way to gather and way to create so much value.
We believe in gathering.
Hey.
So should we jump into some coaching?
I think we should.
I like it. So if you're on Zoom, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll bring you on live. But we are here to support. Also, if you want to just put a comment or question in the chat, then you can do that too. But we've got Elaine raising their hand. So let's see if that did not work. Let's try that again. Technology is my friend.
We love technology. I think you guys have a song about that or something.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, what is up for y'all today? How can we best serve or support you? What's something you'd like some support around or insight, or let's brainstorm or strategize? I'm also, as much as we're talking about all this beautiful gratitude and self-soothing toolbox, I'm also feeling a lot of excitement that it's like, ooh, it's that energy of almost that energy of like kind of back to school / you know, next part of the year. And like, what do we want to create in the next 5 or 6 months? And it's that mid-year kind of review. We've been talking about that the last few weeks too, and just like getting clear and intentional about what you're wanting to experience. So whether you're in a funk or you want to strategize or you want support, we are totally here to help serve and support you. So
Elaine, I for some reason, I can't bring you on as panelist, but it says that you can talk now. So can you try unmuting yourself? And Tiff, I don't know if... I'm going to try making you the co-host. And then if you'll, oh, heck.
Okay. Now I mean, you trust me with that?
They just disappeared now.
Yeah. Can we bring them up? Can you see in participants? You can probably see them in participants.
They were there and then they disappeared. So
we can go to attendees. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Elaine is not there now. Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Jessica's asking, so glad your son's okay. Can you please put in the mantra about the path in the chat? So probably the most common mantra we use is just, I'm perfectly supported. Everything and everyone supports my life purpose, and it does so perfectly. My path is divinely orchestrated, right? It's not accidental. It's not coincidental. It's all part of a divine design. One of my favorite quotes, not really a mantra, but a quote is, the true believer in Christ sees their life. Let the kaleidoscope of life circumstances be shaken again and again. And the true believer in Christ sees with the eye of faith, divine design and purpose in their life. So I see divine design and purpose in my life. and everything that happens to me and for me. So that's another great one. Life is happening for me, not to me. So those are a couple of my favorites. Tiff, what are some of your...
One of mine.
Please.
I just put it in the chat box, is that everything is right on time. Because I think a lot of times, don't we feel we get a lot of our stresses around timing. This isn't happening fast enough, or I'm behind, or I'm this, or I'm that, or I started too late. We have all these concepts around timing where we create a lot of angst and stress. And so I had a friend suggest that to me years ago, is what if everything's right on time? Because I was feeling like, oh my gosh, this is late. This isn't here yet. It's not happening. I'm behind, or whatever, you know, was the, and kind of the energy of the conversation. But, you know, thinking about that, what if everything is right on time? And you think, oh, okay. No, I think it's important, like with mantras and these things that center us, is this combination of like the vision and the mantra work and the action that we take. I love to also ask the question, this is not necessarily a mantra, but part of my daily check-in, if you will, morning study or reflection time, I love to ask the question, and we've heard about this before, right? Is the question of what's my next right step? And that you're moving yourself, or again, you've heard me say before, part of my morning prayer at times is, who can I serve today, right? I don't always think that thought, right? I'm not a saint, let's be clear. But sometimes it's like just dropping into, what's my next right step? What are my top two priorities for today? My coaching group met yesterday, my women's mastermind. And in my Success Academy course, she was talking about how one of the biggest things that shifted her was that she learned in Success Academy, when we talk about time management in a week, we talk about the choose to. And the choose to concept is that you have two priorities you focus on for the day, one personal and one business. Now, it doesn't mean you can't still have a lengthy, long list, of course, but you know, that's pretty disempowering, because you're like, ah, oh, and she said, I was raised by a mom who just always had this very long list. You were never going to get it all done. And you just let regularly felt stress. So to choose two, your top two priorities, one for the, you know, personal and one for business. So personally, you might say, I'm going to move my body, or I'm going to connect with a dear friend, or take one of my kids on a play date, or I'm going to do my meditation or something out of my self-care, self-soothing toolbox. And then business, I'm then going to say, connect with five people today, or nourish five relationships, or get my social media content for the week created, or whatever it might be that you're working on. But it's choosing those two priorities. I know I'm a little where we're talking about what are those mantras, is I want you to have the mantras. And then I'm also suggesting some questions or some ideas that help you in the movement. Because for me, how I can trust for me, or how I easily, more easily lean into trust that everything's right on time, is that I'm clear about what are my effort-based goals or habits, the things I do to nourish the outcomes that I want, right? I'm clear I want to feel healthy, strong, vivacious, confident, radiant. Therefore, it's like what actions and habits that help me have that. If you're saying, I want to grow my business and rank advance in doTERRA, awesome. I can trust everything's right on time, and I know, or I'm clear about, what's my next right step? What are my top two priorities today? What are the ways that I'm going to move that needle just a little bit, or I'm going to nourish that garden that will help you move yourself forward? For again, then I feel really confident, like, hey, I've been out in the garden. My garden, you guys, right now, I wish we were neighbors, because my garden is off the charts in producing zucchini, right? I think I planted like 3 extra plants than I needed. But I mean, and we're getting huge zucchinis out of my garden. My mom made zucchini bread on Sunday, and it's so freaking tasty. I digress. The point is, that cute little garden that's just producing now, I started nourishing it months ago though, right? We planted in May, and now it's the end of July, and it's just finally our tomatoes are starting to come in. But some of these things, it's like, we can't control outcomes, but we can control how we show up and the things we're doing to nourish, right? And our priorities, that we're doing the things that help us feel more confident, that it's like those zucchinis, those tomatoes, watermelon, we're hoping is still coming. It's all right on time. But I do my part to go, oh, I'm going to believe that, and I trust, but I also feel confident they're coming because I know I've watered it. I've weeded it. I've nourished it with good soil and fertilizer and things like that. So does that have some resonance, that it's like, I love the mantra work and I love being clear about, here's one or two key things or 3 or 4 that I'm doing daily or weekly or regularly that help me nourish the outcomes that I want. And then I feel like, gosh, I can so lean into that. You know what? God's got me. God's got you. Everything's right on time. You are perfectly supported. And I do believe you're loved and perfectly supported regardless of action. When we're talking about influencing goals and outcomes and manifestations, we get to be a co-creator and a very active, engaged partner, right, with what we're working on creating. So thanks for letting me rip on that for just a little bit.
So good. Thank you for sharing that. So yeah, if anybody needs chimney work, contact me. If anybody needs zucchini, contact Tiff.
Hey to the men. Yes, you can contact me. Come over. I've got zucchini for you all, right? I mean, we're talking a lot of zucchinis happening in this house. And so, you know, here we have it.
Hey, we had a question just come through the Q&A. So, and they posted it anonymously, otherwise I'd tell you who it was. They say, where do we start? I'm in a funk and can't get back to morning rituals or better thinking.
Andy, what would you say to that?
You know, I was actually coaching a team member just on Monday, and we covered the same topic. And I'm gonna play the role of the not so sensitive jerk in this one, and then Tiff, I'm gonna let you play the role of the nice guy. Okay.
Okay. Good cop, bad cop.
Yep. So I told them about the many, many trips that Natalie and I have been privileged to go on, thanks to doTERRA. The first of which was to Haiti. We've also been to, you know, Kenya, Ghana, Guatemala, so many of these places that are developing countries where the average income is like $200 to $300 a month. Nepal, same thing. And poverty is the norm. It's not like in America where it's like the rare, rare exception. It's pretty much everyone is just living hand to mouth. And and I asked this gal, you know, she had been to Haiti as well. And so we use that as the the common thread. And I said, when you went to Haiti and you talked to these people, what does life look like for them in terms of options? Like when they wake up in the morning, what choices do they have? Like, do they say, oh, I wonder if I should be a ballerina? You know, like maybe I should go in and, you know, decorate the stars that people put on their ceilings, you know, and sell them on Etsy. Like, that's just not where they're at. Like their life is I can farm, or I can, you know, I can sell my body or go into drugs, or I can die. Like, those are pretty much my life choices. And so I said, you know, what's life like for the majority of the people in the world? It's like that. It's like, I can choose to take action today and have food by the end of the day, or not, and starve. And it's about that simple. It's not really, you know, flip through a catalog, scroll through social media, think about doing something, and then do it or don't. It's pretty much get after it, or like stop living, stop breathing. And so I just wanted to, you know, the coaching that I gave to this gal was, sometimes like there's legitimate, you know, mental or emotional stuff that deserves, like serious attention. And that's when counseling and sometimes medications come into play. And sometimes being in a funk is the product of privilege. And so, you know, like you could choose to stay in the funk, or you could like actually say, you know what, the fact that I have the space to be in a funk, the space to be in inaction and to think about, oh, is this my, you know, life's purpose? Is this really my calling? It's actually the product of privilege. So now it's your turn, Tiff. You get to be the nice girl.
That's quite a cue up, Andy. Oh, yeah. I think, you know, having our perspectives shift is definitely an awakening, right? Like you and I earlier this year traveled to Mexico together and spent a week at an orphanage. And it was such a great experience. And it was definitely a perspective shifter. So for sure, I love that. And coming back to it, you know, I err on the side of being kind to yourself and saying, okay. And there's this fine line, right? Like sometimes we need some nurturing and some gentleness. And sometimes we need a swift kick in the, you know, in the pants, so to speak, to be like, you know what, a little tough love too. And I would just drop in intuitively and ask yourself, I love the intuitive question, the inquiry question of what do you need, sweetheart? You know, and asking yourself. And sometimes like if you're on and you get in tune to that, sometimes it's like, look, girl, get your running shoes on. We're going. And sometimes it's like, hey, I need a close friend, or gosh, I need to prayer or meditation, or I need some time for this, or I need some time for that. Funks are normal, but they're temporary. Feeling amazing and positive is temporary. Feeling sad or in a funk is also temporary, right? Our lives are temporary. Everything at some level, not to wax too philosophical, is temporary. So I think we just drop into though and say, okay, what do you need? Right. And saying, gosh, I'm in a funk. Okay. And sometimes I remember a coach once said, crawl all the way in the funk when when you're feeling bummed, like get hats even and put on a full pity party and maybe pick up that Ben and Jerry's and like, I'm going to indulge this. Sometimes like facing the feeling versus resisting it pops it, right? I remember a woman I coached here in doTERRA. And when we were coaching at the time, she was diamond, wanted to go blue. And she'd set a very specific time frame for that to happen, right? But as we know, like we can't always control the time frame. We can only control how we show up. And so the time frame came that she'd set this goal that this was going to happen. And I said, and I just held the space for her as her coach and friend. And I said, okay, I hear you and feel you. I know you're disappointed. You're frustrated. I know you're not saying frustrated, whoever sent this, you're saying I'm in a funk. But I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go by the party store. And I want you to get a party hat and, you know, a little kazoo and get your favorite treats. And I want you to go home and have the biggest pity party you could ever possibly host for yourself. I want you to go all in, like permission. And she started giggling, which immediately, right? Because now she's shifting her state again. But it was just the permission. It's like, okay, I feel that. And is that where I want to stay? Do I want to hang out there? Because sometimes you're like, yeah, I need to feel this. But often by the permission to feel it is what helps shift it. She did go on to be Blue Diamond about 3 months later. And then from there, this is a couple of years ago, presidential, you know, and it's just like how sometimes we get into this space and this experience where, yeah, you can feel those things, permission, kindness. I don't know what you need, right? But you will know if you tune in. And it's like, okay, what do you need, sweetheart? And do we need to like go all into this? Do we need to nurture it to this and that? But just realize it's all a choice. Sometimes it's like, hey, I'm in a funk or I'm in a titty, you know, it's like, it's like, oh, I'm going all in. I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to eat the treats and love every second of it. And I'm going to just pout. You know, my 4-year-old is going to have a moment. Yeah, you get to choose. It's always a choice. So I don't know if that's
how you recommend. If you're going to go all in, yeah, on a pity party, do you like recommend ice cream machines or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have an ice cream machine on site, you know, and not all of us, I mean, I have been gifted an ice cream machine out in Elko, Nevada with Haley B's team. This sweetheart brought me my own. I know Andy's still a little jealous about it. That's why he's bringing it up. Can you feel that energy? Like, it's okay, Andy. I get it.
One day. You
know, some of us have Teslas. Some of us have a plastic child's ice cream machine maker, but whatever.
I love it.
Gosh, guys, love this. I just freaking love Andy, and I still am owning the crown and the sash from a few weeks ago. So I'm just going to hold on to that real close to my heart. But you know, we do, but it's like, you know, sometimes we go, okay, I'm out of the flow. All right. You're out of the flow. Do you want to get back in? It's all a choice. Like everything is literally choice. And I remember that's what I was saying a little bit earlier is that often it's like, I don't always feel. I remember years ago hearing the phrase, forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. And you can insert any equation into that. You know, health is a choice, not just a feeling. Sure, we can feel healthy, of course, and we feel pain and energy. But it's like emotionally, physically, it's just like there's strong feelings for sure. But it's like coming back to that is just realizing if you're in a funk, okay, maybe get all in it. You won't be there forever.
So good. Love your share. Thank you so much. We've got another serious question here. And Shelly, it looks like that worked this time to bring you on as a panelist. We'd love to have you ask your question live if you're willing. So can I have you unmute yourself?
Do it without crying. Hey. Okay, so I won this incredible year-long mentoring from the Hardings. And I'm supposed to go to their house, not this weekend, but next weekend. And they're starting to do mask mandates here. And I can see that the flying is probably going to be a problem. And then convention's coming up. I've already got a ticket and a room. I'm worried about that. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, 2 years now, I've not seen people. It's really hard to do our business and touch people when we can't touch people. Kind of falls in line with what you guys just did and talked about, honestly.
Yeah. And I would just say, how do I say this in a way? I'd still plan to show up. 100%. I'd plan to show up. Because here's the thing, like, there's a lot of interesting energy that's out there and a lot of different mindsets, but, and everyone gets to choose. It's a choice. If you don't feel safe or comfortable, like, you get to honor that. But it's like, I'm going to be showing up. I'm going to keep showing up in person. And I'm going to keep choosing that. And I'm going to keep choosing to, you know, take good care of myself and to help others feel empowered to do that too. And there's no shame in what we choose, right? I think that's the thing, is I'm clear I'm not choosing into the shame parties either direction, but you get to choose for you, love. And even if, again, there's like tighter restrictions coming or different things or, you know, whatnot.
But choosing to feel safe, what I feel safe in, not going to a convention of that many people in a building that big, will also prevent me from being with people again. So by choosing to feel safe, it also, my choice prevents me from being with people.
Yeah. Well, for me personally, and this is just personal, so again, it's so rich. I went through cancer 12 years ago. And so I've really had to, and once you've had that experience, like it lives a little bit in the back of your mind. And so for me, I've made peace with that. My safety isn't in people and my safety isn't in the government. My safety for me is in God, and that I trust that when my time is to move on from this earthly plane, that's happening. I'm going to live while I'm alive. And for me, I'm going to gatherings. And for me, again, if that doesn't mean anyone else has to choose differently, but my safety isn't in this world. It's just not. But then again, I have discernment. And sure, there's been discernment where there's times of people or groups or gatherings that I'm going to choose into, and groups or things that I'm not going to choose into, but because I'm intuitively led by that. And that my intuition, not my fear, makes the decision. So if your intuition says, hey, I don't want to come, then you honor your intuition.
Yeah.
But if it's your fear running the show, most people, they're more afraid of dying than they are actually living. And it's like, okay, at some point, all of us move on from this earth. Right now, though, we're just dealing with something on mass level that is pumping the fear machine big time, right? It's mass level fear that's being marketed. And my odds, your odds of dying in a car wreck this week or this year are significantly higher than dying from this virus.
Doubt it. I don't go anywhere. Well, I have a brand new car and I don't go anywhere.
Also a choice, hon. So it's all a choice in the life you're curating. And it just, I get it. A lot of it comes to our own belief work, right? And to where we rest. And as someone who's just, for me, like fear has run my show so long in my life. And so I regularly practice, like, what does love say and what's right for me and what's my intuition say, and tuning into that. And that might be more what would help support you, is like, how do I develop a stronger connection to my intuition or to my God source or my higher power, that I can rest in a higher power than what's playing out on the worldly plane. So, but thank you for being real, and thank you for your heart, and you get to trust that. And if it's not feeling in alignment for you, then you honor that. You're not wrong for it.
Yeah.
I think that's where I want to be conscious. We're not making anyone wrong for their decisions. And I want us also to be conscious of, how did I make that decision? Because our environments all shape every single one of us. You become the environment you live in, which is why for me, I'm mindful of how much I'm consuming of anything that's out there. Andy, what would you add to this?
Amen. I mean, this is your opportunity, Shelley, to be the author of your story, to pick up the pen and say, you know, am I gonna let somebody else write my story? Or am I the captain?
I need some creative ways to reach out to people, I guess, versus doing it live. to literally get my business back to normal again without being normal, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, our business is so much about being one-on-one with people, touching them, nurturing them, all those things. It's hard to do that through the computer. It's hard to convey that through the computer or through the phone.
Yeah.
So I just have to get creative, I guess.
So what did you hear from Tiff? I'd be curious to hear kind of how that landed for you.
That for her, going out and doing things is different than how I feel about it. I have cancer. I have two different types of autoimmunity. I'm not going out with people. I don't trust them, to be honest. There's a lot of people out there that say one thing and they do another. And I don't live in fear, but I live where I don't want to be sick. I've got a girlfriend who has a husband who now is on ventilators. I've got another friend who just came off ventilators, who's still on oxygen. These are prominent people that went about their lives and did their things. I don't want to live like that. Both of these guys are going to have some major problems for years and years and years. And while I've been vaccinated, my entire family has not. So I have not even been around my mom, who's been here in town for the last 2 weeks. She'll be here for an entire month. I won't see her because I don't want to make her sick. She's 73 years old. She's not been vaccinated. She has an autoimmune disease. So there's some things that I witness that I don't want to be a part of. I don't want to play a part in. I don't want to make people sick either by running around and doing things that might be irresponsible, like, you know, going to big giant conventions or something where I get more exposed to bring back to those who I love. So I err on the side of caution. That's just what I'm doing to protect my thoughts. But at the same time, I want to keep my business going, and it's kind of been very slow the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I want to create something strong with Teresa and Roger. I think what they have is amazing. Like what you and your wife have, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah. What if you just dropped into the question of who should I connect to today? Who can I serve today? And then once your heart gets clarity on who, then how? How can I serve them? How can I bless them? That's the formula that's worked best for Natalie and for me. It's just take it one prayer at a time, one day at a time. You know, not getting into this global funk of, you know, the sky's falling and I'll never be able to, you know, be with people again. I love this comment that Don just put in. Reconnect with those that have been not purchased in a while. You know, like it could be that the person you get to serve today is someone on your 20th level who's, you know, just dropped off LRP. I mean, it's just be open and just sit in that question of who can I serve today?
So like you guys said, one personal, one business.
Yeah. And the thing, I think the thing I just want to circle back to, and thank you for sharing that, is because again, your situation is different, you know? And it's like, that's why, again, I think all of us, if we could practice more love, less shame about how people are choosing, because I don't have an autoimmune disease. I don't have cancer now. Right. And so it's like you get to make those choices to say what's right for me now. But I want you to come from a place of love, and a place my coaching would be to come from a place of that confidence and that source and that truth versus fear. Fear of missing out, of by not going if you choose that, but also like the fear of, oh my goodness, you know, and this may or may not happen. But I think it's just being aware that, because one of the things that I've seen play out this year, we've all seen play out, is there's data and statistics for every which way you want to support the argument, right? Yeah. What's really true? I don't trust it from either side. Like, I don't know if we trust our tests. We now have testing protocols, recall, you know, there's just so much stuff and like what's real. And that's why it's like we come back to our own heart and you let that lead you, you know? And then you can own that to say, this is what's right for me. And I'm going to follow that. And that you get to know that. And then it's like, not everyone agrees with me and not everyone agrees with anyone, you know, others. It's just like, but it's just about love and respect for everyone else, but having love and respect for yourself. That I think the life lesson there is not letting fear run your show. right?
Yeah.
And if you're feeling from your intuition and heart, like this is what's right for me, awesome. Then we come to that place.
Yeah. And that's basically where I feel. I'm not like afraid. I just don't, for me, it's just a better solution to just stay here in my little bubble, doing my little thing. I just want to know how I go forward with a business that way. Because like I said, it's just about touching people typically in our business. Aroma touch. I've been sending out samples this whole time for the last 2 years. In fact, I just sent samples to Perump the other day and the lady wants to sign up. So I'm still doing the do. It's just very slow because it's a very slow harvest this year. Like I told you on the comments, the only thing I got out of my garden this year, because it was so hot here, is potatoes. Everything else died.
Well, come over. I have zucchini for you.
Thank you. Can't wait. If I come up, in 2 weeks, how close are you to Pleasant Grove?
Perfect. About 30 minutes.
Sweet. We can go for a hike.
There we go. If you do, let me know. But seriously, I'd say I'd mail it to you. But by the time the zucchini gets there, it'd probably be wilted.
Yeah. A little squishy.
Yeah. A little squishy. No one wants that. So.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you.
No, you too. And again, I appreciate the real talk because we're facing this and it's like,
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, you're not. You're not the only one.
And I'll go back through and read all the comments. I kept seeing them popping up. So I appreciate all of you.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. I think everyone here is just giving you a big, big hug, Shelly, and just so much encouragement. Because your heart is not going to lead you astray. The answers are there. The support is there. The love is there in abundance. And yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah. I know that. I have a wonderful doTERRA family.
Yeah.
Outside of the one that I have, all of you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we love you, Shelly, and so glad you're here and part of this group.
What do you think, Tiff?
Looking good, off. Honey. It's looking real good. Off.
It's summer.
Summer cuts.
Summer of Shelly.
Summer hair. Do you guys want to see my summer nails? They're the cutest summer nails. They look like either Easter nails or summer nails, but look at how cute those are.
Ice cream.
Yeah, I'm calling it, she knows, because on social I call it ice cream.
You see?
Right?
Ice cream, dude.
Hey, summer, 1 month left basically, so I gotta soak it up, guys.
Thank you both.
Hey, much love. Interesting time, yeah. Right? But it's like practicing again how love and compassion and how we show up and navigating, and gosh, good time to practice, a lot of good skills. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks for raising your hand and saying, hey, I'm ready to connect with my community. I think that's really what stands out for me most is you're already doing what Tiff's been talking about here, right? Like you've already dropped in your heart, what do I need? I need community. And so you raised your hand today and that's what you got.
Yep. I get what I need every week.
Yeah.
Y'all are some wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. We love you, babe. Bright light. Oh, Andy Goddard.
What a tribe.
Yes.
Thanks for showing up and serving us today, Tiff.
Hey, thanks for letting me hang out with the Cool Kids Club. You know,
I just love this tribe.
Oh, me too. Let's oil up, shall we? Let's breathe. Let's oil up. Let's move those bodies. If you want to join me, I'm committed to moving my body every single day, even if it's a small walk. Andy, I have been thinking about ordering a Peloton. I know you love yours. Maybe I need to swing by. Nat said I can come by and like try yours out.
Anytime.
Commitment. So anyone else? Do you have a Peloton, a treadmill? I need something in the house for, not necessarily now, I'm doing a lot of my outdoor workouts, but my closest gym is like 12 minutes away each way. And I'd rather put that 25 minutes like on a bike or a treadmill or something like that. So Hey, just saying.
Peloton's where it's at.
Hey.
You know what I'm going to say, so.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, good luck with that chimney and all the things in your life. I hope to see you soon. And just really love you guys, this community. We are cheering for you. We'll see you next week, first week of August.
Thanks for joining us.